Hi, I'm Gail. I'm Ailey's mum.
There's going to be a fundraiser on Sunday to help raise money to give Ailey some treatment. Tell us, first of all, before we get started, about Ailey's story and Ailey's journey up until now.
Ailey's got high-risk neuroblastoma. It's stage four. She was taken into hospital on the 9th of May last year and was diagnosed a couple of days later with it. Her primary tumour was on their adrenal gland, and she had secondary tumours in her bone marrow, her pancreas, her lymph nodes, and in her jaw. She's been through a lot of chemotherapy. She's had 42 rounds of chemotherapy, surgery, a stem cell harvest, a stem cell return, which is like a bone marrow transplant, radiotherapy, and she's awaited to do her last block of immunotherapy in a few more weeks. So she's had a quite a tough year.
That must be quite difficult to see as a mum.
It is. It's very difficult to watch and not be able to help. Although she makes it a lot easier because she's always smiling. It's very rarely you won't see Ailey smiling. She's always happy and cheerful, and I don't think many people have actually seen her cry in the hospital unless they're sticking her with a needle. It's very, very rare for Ailey to cry.
She's been suffering from this for over a year then, and tell us, you talked a little bit about the chemotherapy, but it must have kind of taken over your life dealing with this.
It has. From the day she was admitted, me and Ailey had to stay in the hospital. We weren't allowed to take her home because where we lived at the time was too far away from a suitable emergency department, and she had the potential of becoming very ill very rapidly. So we weren't allowed her home until we actually had to move house before we could get her home, and that was in October. So I stayed in the hospital with Ailey, and my oldest son stayed at home, looked after the house, kids, helped pack the house up and helped us move. So it was a long time being away from them.
And how does Ailey deal with this herself? What does she think of it all?
I think because she was so young, it was only the couple of months after her second birthday, she adapted to it quite well, quite quickly. I mean, the kids were in every weekend and they were there throughout all the holidays, so they spent a lot of time together anyway. It did get to the point that she was actually calling hospital her home. When we first got her home from hospital, she thought this was great, and then after we'd been in the house for a couple of hours, she asked when we're going home. So it took quite a while to get her out of seeing the hospital as home. She was quite determined that that's where she lived now and not with us. The money that they're raising is to go towards treatment in America. There's a clinical trial in Michigan that looks very encouraging for Ailey. It is to, again, to try and stop the neuroblastoma from coming back, because there is such a high relapse rate in high-risk neuroblastoma. She needs every possible help she can get, to be perfectly honest.
So what would it mean for you then if you were to raise the money and be able to send Ailey to Michigan?
Oh, it means that we have done everything possible to stop it from coming back. And as a mum, I want to make sure that she gets that chance. If she doesn't get it, to me, I won't have been able to do everything I could for her, you know?
How can people, they hear this story, and is there a way that they can help out?
Yes, Ailey has a Facebook page called Ailey's Journey. She has a Just Giving page again, which is linked from Ailey's Journey, and the NCCA UK have got her appeal on their website. Which you can read all about her on it, and you can also donate on that as well.